Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry calls for large-scale investment to develop small ruminant sector. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers. Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Agriculture Ministry is calling for large-scale investments in the small ruminants subsector to boost herd sizes, consistency of inputs, and product diversification. Director of Agricultural Marketing in the Ministry, Sandor Pike, says the expansion of the small ruminant subsector is important for food security, job creation, and rural development.
In addition to the continued R&D support and improved access to more affordable inputs, I'd like to suggest that partnerships will play a very important role.
Mr. Pike was speaking on behalf of Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Reginald Budhan, at the recently held general meeting of the Small Ruminants Association of Jamaica at the Bodos Research Station in St. Catherine. The Small Ruminants Association of Jamaica, formerly known as the Goat and Sheep Farmers Association, represents not just goat and sheep farmers, but also rabbit and deer farmers. Data indicates that Jamaica produces 480,000 goats and sheep, compared to the annual local consumption demand of 3 million heads of goats and sheep. On the other hand, import of meat, dairy products, fish and fish products and grains for animal feed constitute nearly 50% of Jamaica's food import bill. The government has been undertaking an expansion program to include improving the genetics of the small ruminants population to make the animals more productive using artificial insemination and embryo transfer.
We have also been able to establish a revolving scheme to provide goats and sheep to farmers and to agricultural schools to develop the production of small ruminants. This forms part of the Caribbean diversification of livestock sector through the production of a small ruminant project aimed at increased production of small ruminants in the Caribbean.
Director of Agricultural Marketing in the Agriculture Ministry, Sandor Pike. Among the other initiatives being undertaken by the government are the provision of 50 acres of land for use by small ruminant farmers and the recent removal of GCT on a range of agricultural inputs such as chain wire fencing, artificial insemination equipment, and supplements. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Industry Association will be having a general meeting on Tuesday, November 22 at Jampro, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. Today we will be sharing a health benefit of breadfruit. Drinking breadfruit juice gives one's skin a glowing and youthful appearance. The fruit, which has substantial amounts of vitamin C content, promotes collagen production that provides elasticity to skin. Breadfruit also inhibits the activity of pro-inflammatory enzymes and prevents overproduction of nitric oxides, thus preventing skin inflammation. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Feel like gumbe drum without a goat skin. Translation, to feel like a gumbe drum without a goat skin. And this means to feel out of place, unable to function as one should or would like to. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.